managing myeloma, I'm Dr. Ajay Nuka. I'm frequently asked, what are the practical considerations in management of the most common adverse events with HDAC inhibitors? The next class of agents are the HDAC inhibitors. There's only one drug that was approved in this class, panobinostat, and this is a tough drug to give, but knowing how to give this drug is of extreme importance. So panobinostat is approved in combination with bortezomib and dexamethasone. The main side effects that you see with panobinostat are thrombocytopenia, fatigue, and diarrhea. And as you can recall from when we talk about bortezomib, it also comes with some GI toxicity. So there is a significant overlapping toxicity with both these agents. So another proteasome inhibitor like carfilzomib, shown by one of my colleagues, Dr. Kaufman, as well as Jesus Berdeza, that it is a safe drug to be given in combination with carfilzomib. The other strategies that we employ to mitigate the toxicities are giving the schedule of giving panobinostat is on days 1, 3, 5. That's and the three doses in the first week, and on days 8, 10, and 12, the three doses in the second week in a 2-week cycle, in a 4-week cycle. So instead of giving it 2 consecutive weeks, if you can separate them as 2 alternative weeks, you certainly can mitigate the toxicities with panobinostat. Knowing these toxicities certainly helps with identifying them and helps us to counter these toxicities.